Connie, I want to chat to you quickly.
Sure.
Connie, wow, what an amazing story. I mean, especially during lockdown, you find out you have all these sisters that you didn't know you had before. Tell me something. Is there, when you speak to all the ladies and when you see each other on video chats, do you see a resemblance with the sisters?
Lindy, first of all, I've always known about Charmaine and Jack. I grew up knowing about them, that they were my siblings from my dad's side.
Mm.
The last I have seen them, Charmaine was 3 years old. And I clearly remember playing with Charmaine in particular. I have, however, all the years wondered about these girls, and I have always, always carried them in my heart. And yeah, about 4 weeks ago when I had this dream, I just, you know, I said to Tess, because myself and Tess, we had been in contact. And I said to Tess, it was about midnight, I said to her, you know what, I had a dream about our sisters. I'm not aware if Dad has ever told you that we have two more siblings, but we do. And she said, yes, she knows about them. And I said, okay, great stuff. I think it's time we find them. And she said, yes, absolutely. But what about their names? And I have remembered their names since my childhood.
Wow.
And yeah, and that was it. And while we were on the phone, she looked them up on Facebook. She found them. And as soon as she sent me the screenshots of their profile pics, I just felt it in my bones. I just knew it. I said, these are our sisters. That is them. It is them. It is them.
Wow.
And yes, from there on, the contact started. Myself and Jack ended up chatting till 4:30 that Saturday morning.
Wow.
And loads of tears, loads and loads of tears, of course. Especially from our side, I was very, very emotional. The next day, Charmaine and myself spoke. And the four of us, we have been inseparable since. There is just so much love in the air. It's just so crazy. It's from morning till night, till 2 in the morning, most mornings. And yes, we have so much in common.
How incredible that it all stemmed from a dream that you had.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's so special.
And Charmaine, you are on the line as well. Hello there. So now you've got this extended family sort of kind of suddenly. how does that take you? I mean, this is quite a bit of an adjustment to make now.
Yeah. Yes, I'm still quite a bit overwhelmed by it all, but happy at the same time that there's no awkwardness between us. We just hit it off from the word go when we started chatting. We all have warm and bubbly personalities, so it's lovely.
Mm.
I must say, I did know about my sister Constance all the years. I have looked her up, but I didn't know she goes by the name of Connie, and we don't share a surname, so unfortunately, I could not find
her. Yeah. So it was up to Tess to make all the discoveries.
It was like Connie said, she had a dream and she shared it with Tess, and then Tess made contact, and we took it from there.
So I see there's a drawback and a benefit now, because now suddenly you've got to buy more Christmas gifts, but also you're getting a lot more Christmas gifts now suddenly. It's amazing. Tell me, if I may ask, is Dad still around?
Yes, he is still around. He is still around.
And if you don't mind me asking, maybe this is for you, Jackie, how is he reacting to all of this?
I think you should ask Tess that one, because I am definitely not in contact.
Tess, how's Dad reacting to this reunion of all these girls?
Okay, so after finding my sisters the Friday, you know, I actually asked their consent if I could possibly just let him know what has just happened in our lives. So I have been in contact with my dad the latter part of my life, actually, you know, from 30 years onwards. I actually contacted him the afternoon and I shared the news with him. He was very overwhelmed with it, very happy, and asked me whether he could possibly meet with him. So from my side, I told him that, look, the four of us need to meet first because we don't know each other, you know, even though from the Friday evening right through to the Saturday afternoon, you know, it didn't even feel like I've never had sisters because there's an absolute commonality that we just basically clicked.
Mm.
We basically, there's so much in common. It's just heartwarming. So before he meets with all of us, we are going to meet. And I think that was a request from my other two sisters as well. Mm. In fact, all three of them. I think that was the best cue on that. But yeah, just from the four of us, I would never say that I never, ever had sisters because our bond is just been absolutely phenomenal since we've made contact. Like Connie said, we chat from the morning to the evening, right through, and I think the Saturday was just extremely overwhelming. There was a lot of emotions. I am feeling exceptionally emotional at the moment, just listening to all of this, and it is a good feel story. I didn't think that I would ever actually find my sister.
Really is a feel-good story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Just quickly before we say goodbye, Jackie, is there something that you've always wanted to ask?
You know, we covered everything on the chat, so we've been going crazy. We even had all the girls via video chat, and we had a karaoke.
Oh, I love that.
Which sister is which sister is the better singer?
Jackie.
May I suggest the next time you do karaoke, I think when you get together in person, all four of you, you need to do a certain Peaches and Cream number.
Okay.
Do you know which one I'm thinking of?
So, like I said, we covered everything. We actually spill each other. We compliment. I'm as crazy as Connie. There's nothing really that I would like to ask them because we've covered everything. We chat a lot.
Okay.
But what I would like to know is how excited are you guys to meet in person?